I've shared many times in the past, I have a list of halachic misconceptions that totally miss the point. And there's one I like to share every year before Purim. And now is that time. There is an irony in the way that people tend to give mishloach manos to their friends, which in a way undermines the entire point of what mishloach manos is all about. The Manos HaLevi is a well-known commentary on Megillas Esther written 500 years ago by Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, who is most famously known as the author of Lecha Dodi. He also wrote a commentary on Megillas Esther called Manos HaLevi, and in Manos HaLevi, he explains the reason why Mordechai and Esther were Mesaki Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. He writes that Haman HaRasha told terrible Lashon Hara about the Jewish people. When Haman makes his pitch to Ahasuerus, a sales pitch to annihilate the people, he says, Yeshno Am Echad Mifuzar U'Miforad Bein Ha'amim. There is a nation that is scattered and divided amongst the people. And Chazal understand Haman was not only speaking about geographical division in Galus, but Haman was speaking as an indictment of the Jewish people that they are divided amongst themselves. They are one nation, but they are mifuzar u'miforad. They are cliquey. They are not getting along with each other. When they have differences, a difference in language, difference in culture, because they're scattered in Galus during these 70 years, they use those differences as reasons not to get along with each other. And perhaps on some level, says Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, that was one reason, perhaps, why Klal Yisrael were deserving of near annihilation. And the antidote to that was Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim, everyone come together to daven, yes, tefillah, yes, tainis. Tshuva, of course, made a big difference, but also that idea of coming together. The Manos HaLevi says to correct that mistake for eternity, Mordechai and Esther included as part of the day Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu as a way of breeding camaraderie, as a way of fostering connection between people, and there should not be any factions or division among the Jewish people. What I find ironic is sometimes people, when they're giving out Mishloach Manos, they're very intentional about who they give and who they don't give. We can't give that person because we don't really know them. They're not really in our age bracket. They're too old, they're too young, they're too this, they're too that. They just moved in. We don't know them. Here's an idea. Give them Mishloach Manos. That's great. So you don't know them. They're not currently part of your friend group. That's the point. That's the point of Mishloach Manos. We shouldn't be Mifuzar before Rabbein Amim. We shouldn't be divided by age or divided by demographic or divided by side of the neighborhood. That's great. That's wonderful. What if we could have an idea of, yes, we've fallen out of touch, or we gave them in the past and they didn't give us back. Great. That's a great reason to give. I try every year to give one person I wasn't going to give. And if you get from me, don't be offended saying, was I that person this year? Don't ask that question. But think, is there one person this year that I wasn't planning on giving? They've fallen off my list. They haven't given us back in the past. That's the person to give. That's the opportunity to breed shalom v'reis. That's the whole point of the mitzvah. We're going to read in a couple of parshios about the different kosher and non-kosher animals in Parsha Shmini. And in the section of birds, there is a bird called the chasida, which Chazal, Rashi quotes it. Chazal explained, why is it called the chasida? Because it shares its food with all of its friends. Oh, by the way, this bird is not kosher. The Ramban and others, they quote from Chazal, the way that Chazal decided, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us which birds we should and should not be eating, is based on character. You are what you eat, and we don't want to eat predatory, cruel animals. Why is the chasida not kosher? It's a sharing bird. That would be a wonderful bird to ingest and have become part of our persona. Why shouldn't we eat the chasida? It gives food to all of its friends. Says the Chiddush Harim, yeah, it gives to its friends, but only its friends. It has an exclusive chesed club. It's the chasida. It walks around saying, look how pious I am, that I have so many friends, I give to all of my friends. But how about those other birds, all the bird brains who are left out, not included? Those are the ones we're supposed to give. It's a cruel midah for a person who's kind, but selectively kind, exclusively kind to certain people already in their friends group. And so, in a sense, it misses the whole point. When we give Mishloach Manos to those we're already close with, and ignoring those we have the potential to be close with. And so every year, I try to mention this idea, and try to do it myself, to think of one person to give and breed Shalom v'Achva v'Reyes l'chol ha'am.